You know that the din is that when someone dies, someone is murdered, so the relatives have to sit shiva and they have to observe shloshim. And the Gemara says that you're not supposed to cry the whole 7 days of shiva. Gimel yamim lebechi. We permit you to cry the first 3 days. Gemara states that Gimel Yomim Lebechi, the first 3 days of the Shiva, we permit the relatives to cry. They're not obligated to cry. Better would have been they shouldn't cry at all. But we allow them to cry for the first 3 days. What is that all about? So the Mefarshim explained that when one bursts into tears, he's implying that it's such a tragedy, such a terrible thing happened. But we believe that Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmana L'Tavavid. Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam does is l'tayva. The perception is that we just experience a tragedy, but we're supposed to have emunah that it's really l'tayva. The Mishnah says in Brachas that kishem shemavorchem al ha'tayva kach mavorchem al ha'ra. Just like, that's the key word, kishem. Just like we say a bracha when something wonderful happens, when we win a lottery, a sweepstakes ticket or something wonderful happened, we say Bracha Shachyonu, we say Bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv, if we share the Hatova with others, Kach Mevorcha Malara. So too, in the same way we say Bracha when a tragedy occurs. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, just like so too? There's two different Brachas. One is when a tragedy occurs, and one is when a wonderful thing happens. So the Gemara says, the text of the Bracha has to be in accordance with our perception. Our perception is that a tragedy occurred. So we have to say, Dain Ho'emes. But we're supposed to have emunah that everything the Rabbanu Shel Olam does is really l'tayva. And we're supposed to recite the bracha b'simcha. It's a difficult job. A tragedy occurs, and you're supposed to say, Baruch Dain Ho'emes b'simcha. And the Sefer Tnuas HaMusar, I think it's in the first volume, he tells a story about one of the big Bali Amusa who had a, I think it was the Slabodka Rosh Hashiva, when they were here in Eretz Yisrael. He had a young son who was very talented, very good in learning, and he suddenly died at a very young age before he even got married. I think he was engaged to get married and he died. And this father, they made up when the funeral was going to take place. The father came to the funeral an hour late. The people couldn't believe it, that the Bali Musa was so makpid on Zmanim. How could it be that he kept everybody waiting for an hour? So they were all embarrassed. They asked him in the middle of Shiva, someone posed a question. So he said he was crying so much. How can he say the bracha, Baruch Dain Ho'emes B'Simcha? How can you have the hargosha that it's Kol Ma'adavid Rachmona L'Tavavid, that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam does is L'Tayva? How can it be L'Tayva? But his son just died, he didn't even get married yet. So it took him an hour to review in his mind that even though the perception is that it's a tragedy, but we're supposed to have a moon and we're supposed to believe that it's really the teva. So that's why crying is really a bit of apikursus. Whenever a tragedy occurs and someone cries, he's implying as if it's such a terrible thing that Rabbi Shalom isn't doing his business properly. He's not running the world the right way. If we would be running the world, we wouldn't allow this tragedy to occur. So the first 3 days, the people are a little meshuggah, so we can't fault them if they cry. But on Tisha B'Av, we don't say it's a heter to cry. It's not the first 3 days. We spoke before about Tisha B'Av, the Rishonim have a machlokes, whether it has the din like the first day of Shiva or the last 4 days of Shiva. The first day of Shiva, one doesn't wear tefillin. The Pasna Halacha does not have the din of the first day of Shiva. It's Avelis Yishana, it's an old story. It happened 2,000 years ago. It's not that exciting. And nonetheless, we say that there's a chiyuv to cry. There's a chiyuv to say kinna and to cry. Every kinna says like that. We have to cry. What do you have to cry for? Because this really is a tragedy. The other things, if it's a private tragedy, a person dies and he leaves little babies and he leaves chayvis and whatever, he leaves an almana. So we're supposed to believe that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Madav Rachmana L'Tavavid. But here, we believe that the Beis HaMikdash is so central in the God's plan of creation of the world that when he felt compelled to destroy his Beis HaMikdash, this really was a tragedy. So there is what we're mechuyev to cry about. The Beis HaMikdash was not only the center of Hakrovas HaKarbonis, it was the center of all of Tefillah. When Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, so he offered a long Tefillah that appears in Divrei Hayamim and in Sefer Melachim as well. And in the Tefillah he emphasizes coming to the Beis HaMikdash to daven. He doesn't say anything about the Karbanis. He talks about coming to the Beis HaMikdash to daven. And even those who live away from, far away from Eretz Yisrael, have to face Eretz Yisrael. We have to face Yerushalayim. We have to face the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the center of all of the Tefillahs. All the Tefillahs go through the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we're going to leave out this Kabbalah, because once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the prayers are not accepted to the same extent as they used to be accepted. And prayer is not some aside little thing. Human beings have desires. People have it. A man has a desire for a woman. People have a desire for money. People have a desire for food. All kinds of different desires. God also has desires. He has also taivas. The Gemara says, Rebbe Shalom's taivas are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh letfilosam shel tzadikim. We don't really understand what that means. If we would be God, maybe we would understand. I guess we would understand. What do you mean God has a taiva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh. A person has a taiva for an ice cream. Has a taiva for whatever. But God has a taiva for tefillah. We don't know what that means. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kirum zulais livnei adam, that tefillah is from the dvarim ha'omdim b'rum mishaloylam, something very, very important, and people are mezalzel. We joke around about tefillah. We don't take it to heart. We don't do it seriously. To communicate with the Rabban Shalom, the Beis HaMikdash was the center of communication in both directions. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he listens. He always listens. He shomer tefillah. And the Kuzari points out that the Beis HaMikdash was the center for Hashuas HaShchin and for Ruach HaKodesh. All of the Nevi'im used to always roam around the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash tells about Yoina HaNavi that he wasn't from the Bnei HaNavi'im. He didn't go to special school to prepare himself to become a Navi like others did in the days of Tanakh. He was a plain balabas, and he was Oyla Regal once. And when he was in the Beis HaMikdash, Shor Saul of Shechina, and he got Ruach HaKodesh, he got a Nevuah. He should go to Ninveh and deliver the message. So really, Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh and Tefillah are two sides of the same coin. There's communication with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He communicates to us. He gives us sometimes Nevuah, sometimes Ruach HaKodesh, and we communicate to him, and he listens, and we listen. We have the ability to communicate with him. We can talk to him, and he listens, and he speaks to us. And the Beis HaMikdash is the center of all of Liman HaTorah. That's why at the end of every Shemana Esrei, we offer the tefillah that appears in the closing Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yiratzim Olfanecha Shibana Beis HaMikdash Memher V'Yameinu Misein Chakeinu B'Sarasech. What's the connection between the two? Obviously, all of the learning that we do today is on a lower level than it was Bizman Shad Beis HaMikdash Hayakayam. The Beis HaMikdash is both the center of Torah Shebichsav as well as the center of Torah Shebal Peh. The Sefer Azara was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then later generation is supposed to be a Sefer Azara to preserve the text of the Torah Shebichsav. That's how the Yalkut Shemayni says in the Pasuk. In the end of Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu completes Vayikach Chalas Moshe Lichtav is called Divrei HaTorah Hazois Atumam, and he gives it Vayitan L'Bnei HaNeviim, he gives it to the Shevet Levi. And he tells him, in Samta Mosa B'tzad Aharon B'ris Hashem, so the Yalkut Shemayni says, in the future, someone may be mezayif something, someone may forge something, someone may make a mistake and write the wrong text in the Torah Shebichsav. So this is the official text, the Sefer Azara or the several Sifrei Azara. There'll be more than one Sefer Azara. And the Beis HaMikdash is also the center of the learning of Torah Shebal Peh. The Sanhedrin has to meet in the Lishkas Hagozes, in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only is it a din in Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin paskins the Shaila and they're not in their location, so they don't have the full status of Sanhedrin, but the Beis HaMikdash is incomplete if it doesn't have a Sanhedrin. It's a Kiyum in Beis HaMikdash, as well as a Kiyum in the Sanhedrin. The Mishnah tells us that 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin went into exile, self-imposed exile, so the Mishnah says the Chachamim already introduced certain aspects of Avelus over the third Beis HaMikdash. When you no longer have a Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash is incomplete. Not only the Sanhedrin is incomplete, the Beis HaMikdash is incomplete. So the Beis HaMikdash played such a crucial role. We have been functioning for the last 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash, but got used to it. We know how to live. It's in tefillin, these are the important mitzvahs. We don't realize how many things are missing. We're missing all the karbonos, we're missing all the tefillah b'shlei musa, we're missing Torah Shebichtav, we're missing Torah Shebalpeh, we're missing Racha Kodesh and Nevuah. Everything centered about the Beis HaMikdash. So this really is a tragedy. This we're mechuyev to cry about. When a relative dies, the Gemara says, Gimel Yamim Lebechi, if the people will cry the first 3 days, we can't fault them. They're a little bit meshuggah. They're out of their mind. So even though crying constitutes, in a certain sense, an act of apikursis, as if they would have, they're judging God, as if God did the wrong thing by taking their relative, so we can't fault them if they cry for 3 days. But when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's already 2,000 years later when Mechuyev to cry, because it really is a tragedy. The first four prokim in Echo went from, according to the Aleph Beis, roughly speaking, we are crying from A to Z about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The last parak, the fifth parak, was not organized based on Aleph Beis. And the first of the kinnas that we recite tonight is a takeoff on the last parak. The first two psukim in parak He are just repeated in the beginning of the kinnah. Then the last several psukim, the last four psukim, are just repeated at the end of the kinnah. And then in the middle of the kinnah, we recite Siddur Kadin. Siddur Kadin means when a relative dies, so we have to say, HaKel Tamim Tarki Kechol Derech HaMishpat. We believe that God is a fair and just judge, that He does everything with a cheshbon. So here also, we are Matzdik Al Atzmeinu Es Hadin. We admit that we did Averis, and because of our Averis, that's why B'mpnei Chatoinu Golino Miatzeinu. So we say in the Kinnah, we say, Memena Bakesim Shasinu. We had to pay money in order to get water to drink because we didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. And we say, Al Tzavareinu Nir Doptam, because we had Sinas Chinam. That's Bin Odom Lachaveiro. Nisach HaMayim has Bin Odom Lamokim. Then we say, Avodim Ashlamano, Mida Keneged Mida, Ki Shiloh Havodim Bitalna. We didn't observe the mitzvah of Shiloh Havodim. That was Bin Odom Lachaveiro. We didn't give bread to the poor, so Navshein and Dalvi Lachmeinu. We don't have any bread to eat as a punishment because of the fact we didn't fulfill the mitzvah Ben Al Machaber of giving tzedakah. We are burnt. People burnt alive. People are being burnt because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eishach Lahu, because we rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the fire. Because Kikvod Mikol HaHemir means that we worshipped, we gave our children to the Avodah Zarah, where they burned the children. The Moilach Avodah Zarah. The women were raped because men used to have affairs with Eishes Ish. The leaders were suffering because they weren't fair. The judges weren't fair. They didn't do Mishpat Yosem Le'almana. There's no longer any rejoicing Shavas Mesos Libenim because we didn't celebrate the Shalosh Regalim. Everything is Midah Keneged Midah. And this is the Tzidu Kadin. And the way we conclude with the concluding four psukim of the last parak of Echa, that Hashvein Hashem Elach Menav Shuvah, give us a break, give us the ability to do tshuva. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He should take the first step. The Baruch Shem tells us, Shuvah Elai, V'el Shuvah Aleichem. He wants us to take the first step, and we plead with Him. He should be kind enough, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho. You reach out to us, V'el Shuvah, and we will follow you. Chadesh Yemenu Kikedem. If we'll be misaken all of the Averis, then we'll have back all of the things that we're missing.